Good evening, and thank you for coming to the special meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees. Today is December 15, 2009. The time is 7:08 p.m. We are going to have public comment tonight, even though it's not on the agenda. We will do that after the fiscal officer's report, so if I forget, please remind me. And if you do want to speak for public comment, please make sure that you've signed in at the podium by the door over there. At this time, I would like to have our trustee-elect Rick Carfagna lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We will go on to the fiscal officer's report. Mr. Myers?
Yeah, a couple things. You have in front of you the November financials. Remember last meeting we hadn't closed November out yet, so these are the November financials reconciled. I have the originals for your signatures at the end. I'll just get them at the end. I present to you the November financials. Next, you'll see for the road improvement program contract modification. I have two resolutions there for your motion and approval.
Okay. Could you tell us a little bit about them?
I'd have Paul speak to the road improvement portion of it.
Oh, okay.
I just know the dollars. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I know why we're doing the movement. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, Paul. I'm sorry. Bob's right there.
Bob's there.
I can try to answer your questions.
All right. I just wondered what it was.
Yeah,
it's the bill for the entire road resurfacing program, the overlay and the slurry and the crack sealing. It's everything that we did this year. And it came in at $941,000. And we had wrote a PO for $1,080,000 is what we thought it was going to cost at first, but we was able to save money on Jaycox and cut that down.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. Matthews, there's also a separate amount for $33,000, and I guess that was additional work?
That's a change order. We didn't have base material in the original bid for Jaycox.
Okay.
And that was a change order that we had for base on Jaycox in Hempstead.
Okay.
Yeah, we originally approved $908,234.90. We had that change order of $33,000. So what we're asking today is a resolution to change and then the $33,000 and then the resolution to make the entire payment and sign the payment contract as well.
Okay. I'll move to approve the 2009 Delaware County Road Improvement Program contract modification number one in the amount of $33,103.38 for 2009 Road Improvement Program.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye. Motion carries.
I move to authorize release of payment to Kokosin Construction Company, Incorporated, in the amount of $941,338.28 for application one final payment for the 2009 Road Improvement Program.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye. Motion carries.
That is all I have. Again, I don't have your signatures at the end.
Thank you, Mr. Myers. The next thing that's not on our agenda, but we will do tonight, is public comment. Is there anyone who'd like to make public comment this evening? Please raise your hand. No? Okay. Well, anything else comes up, you can always let us know. We'll move on to new business, and the first thing there is the police and fire levy. I'm not sure who's presenting first there. Oh, Mr. Troy?
John, is he? Yeah.
Good evening, trustees, Genoa Township staff, and ladies and gentlemen. This is a little bit of an interesting situation. It has been exactly 1 year since the Police and Fire Levy Committee has started meeting. Our first meeting was December 15th, 2008, and this evening is December 15th, 2009. I'd like, first of all, to recognize those of the committee that are here. I see quite a group of them out there. Would you all just stand a minute? My personal thanks to all of you, and thanks from the citizens of Genoa Township. Over the past 12 months, the Police and Fire Levy Committee has held 14 meetings at which many facets of the police and fire departments have been reviewed. During this process, the participation and cooperation of Chief Taylor and Chief Honeycutt have been extensive and in many areas very detailed. Their input has allowed the committee to explore numerous varied and diverse scenarios. Outside the meetings, members of the committee have made many additional visits and contacts to develop relevant and pertinent information. Overall, this report represents the diligent and dedicated efforts of many individuals. In evaluating the information about the departments, the committee has proceeded on the basis that the citizens of the township have a desire to maintain a high level of competence and service in both departments. Consistent with discussions at a Board of Trustees meeting, a need to maintain sufficient reserve funds within each department for long-term stability was recognized. Further, the rapid growth in the township, as seen in the past decade, has slowed, as evidenced by the current valuations reported by the County Auditor's Office. In each case, the need for overall long-term stability indicated the need to continue the practice of utilizing a five-year levy period, even though shorter terms were discussed because of the current financial conditions. Also, because of the state of the budget difficulties, any PP, and that's, by the way, personal property taxes, for those who aren't using the acronyms all the way, the reimbursements beyond 2010 would seem very unlikely. After long discussion, a general rate of 5% inflation per year was used in developing the various projections. For the fire department, three scenarios were developed, leading to a recommended operational cost for 5 years of $22,013,849, or an average of $4,402,729 per year, which, based on the response from the County Auditor's Office, requires a 4.7 mils. This represents a replacement levy addition of 1.4 mils, and that is detailed in the correct language in Appendix B. The committee recognized a need for an addition of a second station, and a detailed alternate was discussed for this option. Although the committee supported the need for the station, the question was raised as to the feasibility of passage of the levy if that was included. For the police department, the scenario developed produced an operational cost for 5 years of $18,206,070, or an average of $3,641,214, which, based on a response from the County Auditor's Office, requires 3.9 mils. This represents replacement levy addition of 0.6 mils, again shown in Appendix A. In reviewing the previous levies, it was noted that the language did not include building or site maintenance as a part of the purpose, and the language included to clarify this is in Appendix A. The committee considered significant and detailed information which is available for review or questions. It is the opinion of the committee that the residents have and will continue to support our public safety forces and will, through their votes, express their desire to maintain a high level of police and fire department capability. I have included a summary of those on one sheet, basically that our recommendations are two. The levy for the operation of the police department be placed on the May 2010 ballot for taxes in the amount of 3.9 mils to boost an annual revenue of $3,641,214 for a period of 5 years beginning in 2011. The second recommendation, a levy for the operation of the fire department be placed on the May 2010 ballot for taxes in the amount of 4.7 mils to produce an annual revenue of $4,402,729 for a period of 5 years beginning in 2011. In recommendation number one, the increase primarily represents inflationary costs actually occurring over the last 5 periods and those anticipated over the next 5 years. This will maintain the service level of the police department at its current level with some minor personnel adjustments. In recommendation number two, the increase represents the same inflationary costs and also provides for additional personnel to bring the fire department to maturity to operate closer to recognized national standards. The two appendixes are simply stated to give you the exact language that would be recommended to appear in the ballot. I am open for questions, comments.
First, thank you so very much for all your work, John, and the work of the committee. It's been extensive, as you mentioned.
Yeah, a year of meeting, and that's a lot of research.
Thank you.
I have a question. Does the fire, the 4-7, and you may have already said this, include consideration of a new station or not?
It does. The dollar figure on that does not anticipate the second station within those dollars. However, I should say that in the deliberations, it was obvious that a second station would not operate without the additional personnel. Therefore, in the sequence of things, the additional personnel would have to come before the second station could be made operational.
Both of these, John, are based upon a 5% rate of inflation or growth over those 5 years.
Growth in costs.
Okay. Growth in costs.
As we visited the auditor's office, there was some question what millages should be, and after due consideration, we received the answers, and basically what it showed is, unfortunately, our valuations have not grown to the extent that we had been having over the last couple decades.
And according to the information I have, we would enter year 2010 for the police department with an approximate reserve and operating funds of a little over $1 million. And at 3.9 mil, we would end the 2015 five-year levy period with basically the same amount of money in operation.
That's correct. We attempted to maintain it. Actually, we this is based, of course, on 2010 estimated, because we do anticipate that there will be a reduction of current reserves during the year 2010.
Correct. So the goal of the committee then was to, the levy committee was to keep that operating fund at $1 million.
We were attempting to maintain the reserves at approximately their current, at the level that where we would end up at the end of 2010.
I mean, if we were to use 3.8 mils, according to some statistics I have here, that would, at 5% growth in cost per year, that would produce somewhere a little over $500,000 in operating reserves at the end of 2015.
I don't know that we ran that exact one. We ran about 10 different scenarios with that.
Right.
And anything, we started originally at 3%. We had some ran at 4 and ran at 5. and anything below 5 tended to reduce the reserves during the period of the 5 years of the levy.
That's really all the questions.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks, Chair.
No questions there.
Were there going to be any other presentations? Chief Honeycutt, were you going to present anything, or?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The first one I'd like to speak to is the police levy, the 3.9 mils versus 3.8 mils. I have some calculations here on 3.8 mils that basically show, using the figures that the levy committee got from the county, that at the end of that 2015 year, we'd have a little over $500,000 in reserves operating if we had a 5% rate of growth, increase, costs, whatever factors they are. And if we keep that, if we're successful in lowering that rate of growth, it's, for example, to 4% over that time period, we would still have then an operating reserve of approximately $1 million based upon a 3.8 mil levy, if we can limit it to 4%. The big factor here is nobody knows what's going to happen. And any comments from my fellow trustees on that?
I understand that, Dave, you worked on some figures with Chief Taylor, some projections, and I believe that's what you're referring to. So at 3.8 mils, going with the 5% growth, we'd still have the $512,848.70 left.
Probably a little bit more than that, because the revenue calculations that we originally used were $3,537,000, but the revenue calculations now per year at 3.8 mil would be $3,547,000. So that's an additional $10,000 more per year, or instead of $512,562,000 of operating fund reserve if there's a 5% increase per year.
Okay, and it would be even a lot better
if it were
4%.
Yeah.
It was right.
Well, I mean, if we could reduce it even a little bit and still maintain the reserve, that might be worthwhile.
Right. I would favor reducing it to the 3.8, because that gives us sufficient reserve either way, $500,000 or
$1 million.
And then there are other, the $750,000 too.
That's the $750,000 that the police department has in capital.
Different,
reserve,
right?
In addition to the $500,000 plus in operating reserve.
I guess I'd ask the chief if he was comfortable with that, the reduction to, well, we're not. The levy committee mentioned 3.9. And we're talking about reducing that to 3.8 mils.
I am. I guess the caveat is if we can keep it at 5. If for some reason inflation really hits us and we go above 5 and 6 or 7, we're in a hole. But assuming hopefully we can stay at 5%, 3.8 should leave us in good shape after 5 years. But as David already mentioned, it's the unknown.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So keeping that at face value, 5%, we should be okay.
Okay.
If it goes above 5, I quit.
Okay.
So
you retire. That is scary.
Yeah. So that's our goal, keep it at 5%.
Excuse me.
Dave, just out of curiosity, do you remember verses 6?
No, I didn't.
One of the things that I would like to mention is that I did a little bit of research on the previous levies, and although the one passed in 2005 for the township for police was 3.3, the levy before that in 2000 was actually 4.4. So we are still well below what the initial levy amount was, the initial millage in 2000. In addition to that, our township since 2000 has grown by about 10,000 people. So we have a lot more people to service. And so as much as it's difficult to increase the millage that we have right now, I think it's well within reason, given the huge increase in population and additional services we have to provide. And we're still well below the 4.4 that the police levy was in the year 2000.
What's the percentage increase on that you just mentioned?
Do you mean between the current millage and
The increase in population between
The increase in population percent between 2000 and 2010 is actually 81%.
81%, wow.
So
it's a big growth. Okay.
For 10 years, it's a lot of change.
Yeah, sure has.
A lot more people to service.
And this, when we make this motion, do we have to specify the ballot it will be placed on? May? Yes, Jay.
In the recommendation, we said May.
Mr. Troy?
Okay.
Mr. Troy?
The 4th of May.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yes, the recommendation was for the for May 2010. It will fall on May 4th this year in 2010. The other thing is I believe this requires a resolution because it is a formal action, and I referenced correctly on the appendixes that I have not tried to fill out all the names and stuff, but this requires the use of that specific form that must be sent to the Board of Elections for the approval. So this requires a formal resolution by the board on that form to follow the process going through. And we have recommended the language as on Appendix A and B, and we have sent in some feelers on that particular language to the Board of Elections. We have not had a response from them as yet.
Mr. Troy, did they advise you the date it had to be at the Board of Elections to make the May 4th? Did they give you the date that had to be to them?
The filing date is February 18th.
February 18th.
The filing date, for everything on the May ballot is February 18th.
This basically, at some point, has to become a resolution, which has to be processed by the clerk of the township and formally presented to them. So we need to be within that process. Because if you notice in the papers, there's a township that in Ohio just last election missed it by a day, and now cannot go back on the ballot till November of 2010.
John, as far as the actual wording of the resolution, you have in Appendix A some wording there. You said the following language is to be inserted in the resolution for the police levy, and then you say the rest of the form is as of 2005.
Well, it requires the multitudinous names and formal dates and so forth that are in there. The two parts of the resolution that are essentially what we work on are the purpose of the levy, and on the fire department, that's pretty much etched in some tablet down in center of Columbus. The one on the police, we found at least something we think is lacking, and that was the fact that it does not mention buildings and sites. and we may have over the next 5 years the reason to do some work on that. If it's minor, it probably fits under our current, but if it's anything of any significance, it could be challenged. The what we did not have a good answer on is the fact that if we insert those loads, does that force us into a new levy rather than a renewal levy? I personally did some more research on this, and I'm not a lawyer, so I don't want to get accused of practicing law, but I've also had some input that says that this could actually possibly be considered a renewal levy rather than even a replacement, because there is language that allows a renewal levy with an increase to be placed on a ballot. And that becomes a little bit the interpretation of the Secretary of State. But we have submitted essentially this language to the Board of Elections for a opinion.
Okay.
Do we still know the wording of the resolution? I guess that's what I'm wondering.
Right.
Well, we need that wording.
Double check on that.
Do you have the wording, Paul? There's part of it here.
Right. The actual form that the Board of Election requires is lengthy. It's on this format. It's all standard. Both levies would be on this format. And then the correct information would be typed onto this form and signed by the fiscal officer.
Okay, so we could
certify it.
Just do a motion.
If you read through that.
Okay.
With the updated information signed by the trustees when the form is completed.
Okay.
And then we could send it over for certification.
Do you want me to try and do
sure.
one for the police? Okay. I would like to make a motion to approve a resolution declaring it necessary to levy a tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation. The Genoa Township Board of Trustees of Genoa Township, Delaware County, Ohio, met in special session on December 15, 2009 at the office of Genoa Township with the following members present: Ms. Jerry Cotter, Mr. Dave Engelson, Ms. Barb Lewis. Whereas the amount of taxes which may be raised within the 10 mil limitation will be insufficient to provide an adequate amount for the necessary requirements of said Genoa Township, Delaware County, Ohio. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of the Township of Genoa, Delaware County, Ohio, 2/3 of all members elected thereto concurring that it is necessary to levy a tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation for the benefit of Genoa Township for the purpose of providing and maintaining vehicles, communications, buildings, sites, and other equipment used directly in the operations of a police department or the payment of salaries of permanent and part-time police personnel, including the payment of the police employer's contribution required under Section 742.33 of the ORC, or the payment of the costs incurred by townships as a result of contracts made with other political subdivisions in order to obtain the police protection at a rate not exceeding 3 8/10 mils for each $1 evaluation, which amounts to 38 cents for each $100 of evaluation for 5 years, and is a replacement of 3.3 mils and an increase of 0.5 mils to constitute a tax of 3.8 mils commencing in 2010, first due in calendar year 2011. Therefore, be resolved that the question of levying additional taxes to be submitted to the electors of said Township of Genoa at the primary election to be held at the usual voting places within said Township of Genoa on the 4th day of May 2010, and be it further resolved that said levy be placed upon the tax list of the current year after February settlement next succeeding the election if majority of the electors voting thereon vote in favor thereof, and be it further resolved that the fiscal officer of this Board of Township Trustees be, and he is hereby directed to certify a copy of this resolution to the Board of Elections, Delaware County, Ohio, and this resolution is to be passed and certified to the Board of Elections 75 days prior to the election upon which it will be voted, and notify said Board of Elections to cause notice of election on the question of levying said tax to be given as required by law. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion?
Yeah, after all that, yeah.
Roll call.
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye. Motion carries. Resolution passed.
Keep that handy, Jerry.
Yeah.
For your, you
I'm
just,
holding on.
You can do that again. As far as I'm concerned.
Okay. So I guess we'll move on to discussing the fire levy.
Fire, right. Okay.
I also looked up previous fire levies along with the population, and I just had a couple of comments to make. In 2000, there were actually two fire levies. One was 2 mil, and the other was 2.5 mil. So combined, they amounted to 4.5 mil. And at that time, as I mentioned earlier, we had about 12,000 residents. Since that time, our population has increased by 81%, and we are up to 22,000 residents. Now, the current fire levy that was passed in 2005 was a reduction of 1.2, and it went down to 3.3 mil. And that, at the time, probably would have been a good time to increase the fire staff personnel. But I think that the township was trying to conserve costs, and we probably really needed to add additional fire personnel at that time to provide adequate service, because the national standard the national average standard for fire personnel is 1.8 firefighters per 1,000 people of population. So in 2005, if we went by the national average, we probably should have had 36 firefighters. I'm not sure. How many firefighters do we have now?
18.
So we were about half of what the national standard recommends in 2005. Well, we are now, I guess. Actually, now, in 2010, we have 22,000 residents, and with that standard, it would be 39 firefighters. So I think that the township would like to provide a little bit better response times for our residents, and still try and conserve costs as much as we possibly can. But with this increase in fire personnel up to, what would it be, Chief Honeycutt?
It would be additional 9, so 27.
So it would be 27. We would still be below what the national average is, which is 39 for 22,000 residents. And again, I think that what's recommended, sorry, I'm getting confused between fire.
What is the recommended?
It's 4.7.
Okay. 4.
So 4.7, it is more than the millage was in 2000. A little bit. It's 0.2 mil more. But I still think, given the huge population increase, we are still very responsible fiscally. I think that some of our neighbors, our neighboring townships, Chief Honeycutt, help me out. Orange, do you know what their millage is?
5.
Their millage is 5. And what about Liberty?
Liberty is 6 or 7. 6.
Okay. So Orange's millage, current millage is 5, and Liberty's is 6. So we would still be at 4.7 below both those townships, which are pretty similar to our township, pretty similar population, density, and size. And I think that the other thing with those townships is they also already have second stations in place, and they have, I think, since 2006? 2005?
I think it was actually before 2005.
Okay, for a number of years. So we want to keep costs down, but at the same time provide better, more efficient services if possible. So I think that this is a reasonable millage given our population and township situation. Those are my thoughts on it, and other trustees.
Well, I just wanted to add, Harlem has their millage is 7.5, Concord Township Fire and EMS is 7.4. So for like townships or in neighboring townships, we certainly have, our millage is much lower than that. And Chief, I guess when you say an additional 9, could you just come up to the podium, please?
My leg fell asleep.
Yeah. Tell us again why you want the extra 9, and then when you say 9, you're talking about an extra 3 per shift.
Yeah, it's actually 3 per shift, and what we want that for is there are a number of items that have to be done at one time upon a fire scene. There's rescue, there's confinement, extinguishment, ventilation, salvage, overhaul. There's command, safety, accountability. Anyways, to get all those things done immediately, 6 firefighters out the door doesn't make for a very safe situation. And also, by law, when we send 2 people in, there has to be another 2 firefighters outside for no other purpose than to rescue those 2 firefighters should they go down. So if you go in there with 6, if you put 2 in, you have to have 2 out, and you've got someone operating the engine and a commander. Basically, you've got 2 people to do everything there is to do on the fire scene. That's not throwing ladders, that's not ventilating, that's only to rescue, and that's without even a charged line at that point. So the addition of 3 other people would assist us immensely.
What are the national standards again for the?
The national standards say there needs to be your first crew in within 4 minutes, with a full company of 14 to 16 people within 8 minutes.
14.
90% of the time.
Yeah, and right now, then we are depending upon.
We're depending on mutual aid. The issue with that is we're all dependent upon mutual aid, but it's that first wave of people that we need to get there right away. And we're counting on our mutual aid partners to provide that service, and we still will count on them to provide that service as they do us. But to get that initial force there right away is what we're looking to do.
What are some of the problems with mutual aid that I know you've told us about this?
Well, sometimes they're not available, and at times some of them will go into storm mode. And what that means, if we've got like a tornado or very severe weather coming through the area, we all want to protect our own because that's what each community is paying for. And if they send all their people to us, then they're unprotected, and vice versa. If we send everybody, then we're unprotected. So we try not to send them out unless we absolutely have to. And so what that does is it makes all of us short, to be honest with you.
What about with your response times?
Response times, you know, they're excessive to the east side of the reservoir. It takes us, you know, 6 minutes just to get across the bridge. We have extended response times to the southeast on the west side of the reservoir. And it's just depending on where you are, how close the closer you are to Big Walnut, and three, the better your response time is. Mm-hmm. So,
what about response times from mutual aid help? How that works?
It's all depending on where we're calling from. Those that are in Delaware County can actually be dispatched the same time we are. But we also count on Westerville quite a bit. And actually, that's a dispatch after our dispatch, so they usually have a lag time of probably an additional minute after we get out. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody tries their hardest, but it is extended periods at times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Chief Hunnigan, you mentioned Westerville. Are you familiar with their millage?
Their millage is at 14, but they're collecting at, I want to say, about 6.8 or something like that. So to say that their millage is at 14 wouldn't really be fair, because some of those millages are from the 70s. But it's collecting at about 6.8 from my understanding. It's either 6.8 or 8.6, okay. But I think it's 6.8. Okay. I don't have all my papers here tonight, so.
Okay.
Any other questions from the board?
No, I'm done. My question?
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the board? Or?
I just feel that 4.7 proposed by the levy committee is adequate to upgrade our firefighter staffing. And a 5% cost increase will be sufficient. Hopefully the cost increase will be less than 5%.
Right.
That's what we always try to accomplish.
Right. Yes, and I think we need to add the extra personnel. I mean, we're talking about, again, people's safety, people's lives. We're talking about both fire. We're talking about EMS. And in Genoa, we've always prided ourselves on top-notch service, and we have been fortunate to have mutual aid, but that is a far from perfect situation, and it's still, the response times are not adequate, as you mentioned, and we need to make certain that our residents get that protection. So I think the millage too is very reasonable, and when you look at the other townships and entities around, especially, you know, I was very surprised when I first saw those figures. How low ours is, even with this increase compared to other townships and entities.
Okay. I'll make a motion. I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution declaring it necessary to levy a tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation. The Board of Township Trustees of Genoa Township, Delaware County, Ohio, met in special session on the 15th day of December 2009 at the office of Genoa Township with the following members present: Ms. Jerry Cotter, Mr. Dave Engelson, and Ms. Barb Lewis. Whereas the amount of taxes which may be raised within the 10 mil limitation will be insufficient to provide an adequate amount for the necessary requirements of said Genoa Township, Delaware County, Ohio. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Township of Genoa, Delaware County, Ohio, 2/3 of all members elected thereto concurring that it is necessary to levy a tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation for the benefit of Genoa Township for the purpose of providing and maintaining fire apparatus, appliances, buildings, or sites thereof, sources of water supply and materials, or the establishment and maintenance of lines of fire alarm telegraph, or the payment of permanent part-time or volunteer firefighters or firefighting companies to operate the same, including payment of the firefighters' employers' contributions required under Section 742.34 of the ORC, or to purchase ambulance equipment to provide ambulance, paramedic, or other emergency medical services operated by a fire department or firefighting company, at a rate not exceeding 4 7/10 mils for each $1 of valuation, which amounts to 47 cents for each $100 of evaluation for 5 years, and is a replacement of 3.3 mils and an increase of 1.4 mils to constitute a tax of 4.7 mils commencing in 2010, first due in calendar year 2011. Therefore, be it resolved that the question of levying additional taxes be submitted to the electors of said township of Genoa at the primary election to be held at the usual voting places within said township of Genoa on the fourth day of May 2010, and be it further resolved that said levy be placed upon the tax list of the current year after the February settlement next succeeding the election, if majority of the electors voting thereon vote. In favor thereof, and be it further resolved that the fiscal officer of this Board of Township Trustees be, and he is hereby directed to certify a copy of this resolution to the Board of Elections, Delaware County, Ohio. This resolution is to be passed and certified to the Board of Elections 75 days prior to the election upon which it will be voted, and notify said Board of Elections to cause notice of election on the question of levying said tax to be given as required by law.
I'll second.
Any further discussion?
No. Sorry.
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye. Motion carries. Resolution passed. You guys are falling asleep.
Yeah.
I would just like to thank the Committee of Volunteers again for all their time. I know it's been a long time coming, and you guys have made a lot of effort, and I really appreciate it. And I'm sure everybody in the township does, especially staff.
Shall we mention the individual members? I think.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think we should. I see some here.
Mr. John
Mr. Troy.
Mr. Troy,
if you could come to the podium and mention your committee.
Yeah, that would be good.
Recognize their hard work.
You may remember the entire list better than I.
Okay. Again, my name is John Troy. I was chair of the committee. Steve Faulkner was the vice chair. Kay Erickson was the secretary. Frank Bateman, Bill Bird, Rick Carfagna, Dan Del Bianco, Connie Goodman, Steve Havens, John Rutledge, and Sarah Welsh.
Great.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Did you mention Connie?
You mentioned Connie. He did mention Connie. Okay. Okay, so we'll move on in the agenda to purchase order approval.
There are no purchase orders this evening.
Hey, okay. All right, we already did the 2009 road improvement modification and release payment. That's done. And, okay, then we'll move on to the Parks Advisory Board appointments. Mr. Clace, would you like to say a few words about that?
Not too much to offer. I just we've been meeting over the past 6 months to try to inventory parks under the direction of the Parks Advisory Board and the Board of Trustees to kind of better understand our current analysis, update the inventory that was done back in 2004, and as we expressed at the last meeting, try to work toward adoption of a plan. And trying to integrate the members that have been on that research team with our existing Parks Advisory Board members. I submitted a list of the 10 most active members that we've had that have also expressed a lot of interest in trying to continue the effort, and we felt the best way to do that was to recommend their appointment to the Parks Advisory Board. And I could read the names or leave that as part of your motion if that's better for time.
Just a question, and so all these people, as I know I've talked with you before about this, Joe, but they have been working for the past several months on a parks master plan?
Yes, they started back in May or June. Actually, it might have been April. We kind of transitioned into the phase, and we met every 3 weeks. We had a lot of traveling information gathering trips where we had to go out and meet with different groups. So they've done a lot of hard work outside of those every 3 week three weeks meetings, and part of what we wanted to do was provide a report for the trustees to consider. Unfortunately, a lot of the information is in their heads because there's a lot of information we went out there and grabbed. So part of what we're looking forward to do is these people had actually expressed interest. If you recall, 6 months ago, we had an overwhelming interest of people to join the Parks Advisory Board when the membership was much larger then. And instead of increasing the size, I think it would have taken them over 20 members at the time. Instead of increasing the size of the board extensively at that time to try to take on this effort, the Parks Advisory Board had recommended maybe utilizing those folks outside of as a subgroup and inviting them in at the time that we're able to work on the plan in more of a public sense. We're out gathering public information, trying to share the outcomes of the research.
And many of these people have a lot of experience. I know, is it Ron
Keel has been a prior employee of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. Joe Luby worked on the 2004 analysis. There's a lot of experience there that predates I think our current effort, so we've been very beneficial in getting them involved. And I know you guys met Bob Helm when he came to talk about some of the issues that we were having along our trail system, and I know that's been an emphasis in trying to address some of those issues, wildlife relative, above and beyond just the nature of the parks. So it's been a very diverse group. We've been happy to hear the comments that have come out about not just parks and trails, but also sustainability, trying to provide a outlet for stormwater and not necessarily negatively impact our adjacent streams. And a lot of them had a lot of interest in trying to restore wetlands, some of the initiatives that have come about in the McNamara Park Plan.
Right. I believe we made mention of this, the meeting before last, that you were going to bring this before us.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I'll move the following Parks Advisory Board appointments. And Dorothy Driscoll. Do you want me to read the expiration dates? I can.
What I did was I just alphabetized them by last name. The top ones we recommended an expiration in a year and a half, and the bottom we recommended in 2.5 years with the idea that we'd have some turnover, but also continuity.
Okay. So I'll move the first. Okay. I'd like to move the following Park Advisory Board appointments. Their appointments will expire March 31st, 2011. And it's Dorothy Driscoll, Robert Helm, John Herschel, Ron Kyle, and Joe Luby.
I'll second.
Any further discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye. Motion carries.
And I would like to move the following five members to the Parks Advisory Board. I'd like to move them there, yeah. I would like to, let me rephrase that, please. Yeah. I would like to move the following appointments to the Parks Advisory Board. Sherry Schechner expires, and all of them expire March 31st, 2012. Nancy Smith, Ron Staub, Jan Wise, and Teresa Yu.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? I just wanted to say that I think that combining these two groups up will be a good thing, because I think there has been some duplication of effort and some miscommunication having two groups that are separate but working really on similar things. So I'm hoping that this will help with that. And
Right. It should help the quorum problems. The current Parks Advisory Board is down to 7 people, I believe, and So that will help that, too. And there has been some miscommunication. And we have two different groups, and we want to put them together so they can be united and working on
common effort.
Yes, one effort. Thank you.
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, on to the next agenda item, approval of the 2010 budget.
This is the appropriations budget for 2010 you have before you. The appropriations have not changed much from last year. Last year, the appropriations total, which could possibly be spent, which was appropriated, was $12,585,935.25. In 2010, I'm proposing that the board approve a $12,906,705 appropriations budget. Little over $300,000 difference. And I could probably account for most of that for having the, for budgeting it for capital item for the base work at McNamara Park would be the major changes in the last year's budget. So I'd like to make a motion or recommend the board make a motion to approve this evening.
Mr. Wise, I think that's less than a 3% increase, isn't it?
Correct.
Very much, yes.
2.5.
Yeah. 2.5% increase, David.
2.5% increase. In reviewing this, it looks like there's sufficient funds in here for the McNamara Park Phase 1.
Yes.
And sufficient funds for the possible purchase of land, if we need to do so next year. Looks like the overall general fund went up right around 5%, but then some other funds went up and down depending upon the particular fund.
Mr. Clace wanted me to mention his fund did go down, so he's proud of that.
See a chart here.
There's a lot of, I'm not going to say the word fluff, I won't, but his reports are a little snazzier than mine. So
let's say 9% decrease.
9% decrease.
9.1% to be exact.
That's wonderful, Joe.
That's right.
Good job.
If there's any questions pertaining to any of the department heads of their budget, they're here tonight to answer any of their particular parts of their capital items.
Anyone want to speak to their budgets at all?
Terry just said she funny has that.
No, it sounds good.
Mr. Wise, I know under your leadership that all the department heads and have really made it a point to save as much as possible and have been very creative in doing so. We keep a list of savings and going after grants rather than appropriating money, and this is true of all of our departments, and there's really an attitude that we must save as many taxpayer dollars as possible. And I congratulate you for doing that. We as trustees do that too, and it's been good leadership.
Thank you.
Excellent. A graphic example of that is, so far as of this year through December 14th, we have an encumbered amount of $10,273,228. Versus our total appropriations for this year of $12,585,935. So that's a little more than $2.2 million under the appropriations budget for this year.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's impressive.
We never spend exactly what we appropriate. Mm-hmm. We try to pinch pennies wherever we can and save money.
I'll entertain a motion.
I'd move to approve the Genoa Township 2010 permanent appropriations.
I'll second.
Any further discussion?
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, well, I guess we're on to the announcements section. And I'd like to announce that December 24th and 25th, the township offices will be closed. On January 1st, the offices will also be closed. Our reorganization meeting for the year will be on January 7th at 7 p.m. And then the next regular trustee meeting after the reorganization meeting will be January 21st at 7 p.m. Does anyone else have any other announcements or business?
Okay.
Thanks for telling me. And the date on that?
It's Monday, close to the 15th.
Monday, January 18th.
Okay. So the offices will also be closed on Monday, January 18th for Martin Luther King Day.
Will we return to two meetings in February?
I'm sorry?
Do we return to two regular meetings in February?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, in January there's one regular meeting and the reorganization meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. does anyone else have any other business or announcements?
I would just very much like to thank my fellow trustees for their wonderful service to the citizens of Genoa Township. They've given countless hours and days. And they have always kept in mind the good of the township, and the quality of public service that they have rendered to this township is one that I really want the citizens to recognize, because it's really excellent. And we're twisting their arms here to keep them serving in other capacities, because we really need their insight and assistance. And I'd like everyone to join me in a round of applause. And thanks.
Thanks. Thank you very much. I think that it's really been a wonderful experience working for the township and with all the staff and the other elected officials, our fiscal officer and other board members. I think the township is really lucky. We have some really, really excellent department heads and excellent staff here in the township. They really care. We are also very lucky and blessed to have a lot of people who really want to participate in the township, who have skills and thoughts and ideas to share. And I think that that's one of the things that really makes Genoa Township a great place, is the staff we have working here, as well as all the residents who are willing to volunteer their time and spend time away from their family and help us to do a good job. So thank you very much.
I agree with Jerry's comments there. These last 2 years for me have been a great blessing to work with the volunteers, the employees, the management team, and I'll continue on to serve in whatever capacity the new board needs me to help in. It's been a real joyful experience for me. I've met a lot of very great people who have the heart of a servant. And to me, the heart of a servant is the mark of a leader. And they've all shown me that greatly. And I won't miss you, because I'll still be around.
Thank you.
Okay. I guess we're ready to entertain a motion for executive session.
I make a motion to adjourn into executive session. Or, well, I have to adjourn this meeting first. No, just no. Move. Okay. I would like to move into executive session to consider the compensation of public employees at 8:13 p.m.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Ms. Carter.
Aye. Motion carries. We're now in executive session. Thank you. I would like to make a motion to return to regular session at 10:49 p.m.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion?
No. Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Ms. Carter.
Aye. Motion carries. We're back in regular session. At this time, we do not have any announcements or business to any business or announcements to make as a result of our executive session. And I would be happy to entertain a motion for adjournment.
I move we adjourn at 10:50 p.m.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Ms. Carter.
Aye. Motion carries. We are now adjourned, and thank you very much for coming this evening.